The Santa Fe Dreamers Project, a nonprofit offering free legal services to immigrants, has what amounts to an artist in residence this year. Hazel Batres Chavez, an MFA student at UNM, is one of four young artists selected by the Santa Fe Art Institute to work with local government and non-arts organizations, helping them increase community engagement. It's called the Story Maps Project. I'm Spencer Beckwith, and Hazel Batres Chavez is with me at KUNM. Hazel, great to have you here.
Thank you so much for having me here.
My pleasure. I really appreciate it. Was it your choice to work with the Dreamers Project, or was that the choice of the Santa Fe Art Institute?
When we applied, we each talked about our potential projects and areas we found interesting, and then they went out and looked for nonprofits to fit that mold and assigned us to them.
And why is this area the Dreamers Project is working in of particular interest to you?
I feel like the border in my work has been very symbolically present in many different projects that I've done, and it's very closely tied to my own family history, you know, having been forced to migrate my family from El Salvador in Mexico. And what's going on in our southern border right now is extremely important to me, and it's very complicated. And it feels like art is the place where you can really challenge things.
You are going to be with the Dreamers Project for about 9 months.
Mm-hmm.
Doing what?
We have different sections in our fellowship. It consists of 3 months of doing on-site research, you know, being at the office, talking with the attorneys. The Santa Fe Dreamers, they have outreach programs where they go to rural areas and provide free legal services. So I've been jumping into that and be going up to the Cibola Detention Center, too. The next 3 months consist of planning out a project, reaching out to organizations or maybe even other artists to collaborate. And then the last 3 months consist of reflection and installing what project will emerge out of it.
Have you started to visualize what your involvement with the organization is going to turn into ultimately?
The way that I approach my practices is that it takes form in many different kinds of mediums. Sometimes that means video and a sound installation. Other times that's working with poetry, textiles. And I definitely have started on a couple of projects, and I think that some of those projects will live in a gallery space, and others I'm hoping will be more site-specific.
So that they could be accessible to some of the people that you've been working with.
Exactly, yeah. Individuals that have been forced to migrate from their homelands.
How do you feel, Hazel, about this idea that an artist can bring something useful to a non-arts organization?
I think it's a necessary situation. I think very few people recognize the power that art has to bridge the gap between two individuals that don't agree with each other. I think that the work that I'm doing with the Santa Fe Dreamers and the work that they are doing are very much related, but just on different planes. And it makes it more accessible to some people that way, to a lot of folks.
UNM grad student Hazel Batres Chavez is collaborating with the nonprofit Santa Fe Dreamers Project to create a multi-voice, community-based artwork. She's one of the Santa Fe Art Institute's 2019 Story Maps Fellows. Details and more from Hazel at KUNM.org. I'm Spencer Beckwith.